This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. and its allies say that they're imposing cost on Russia for invading Ukraine, but are facing criticism for not acting sooner and more aggressively. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
At the White House,
I'm announcing the first tranche of sanctions.
And in London,
the first barrage.
President Biden and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson say they're going after Vladimir Putin's government and wealthy Russians. The European Union earlier announced its own punishments. The University of Nottingham's Tyler Custera says Moscow needs to face serious consequences.
These are slaps on the wrist.
GOP Senator Lindsey Graham says the U.S. sanctions should have come much sooner as an invasion deterrent. Instead, the Biden administration carried out the folly of trying to reason with Putin and misjudged him.
About as badly as anyone since the world misjudged Hitler.
Sagar Magani.
That's AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. And Japan's prime minister also announced sanctions targeting Russia and two separatist Ukrainian regions recognized as independent by Russian President Vladimir Putin, joining an international effort seeking to pressure Russia to return to diplomatic solutions. The prime minister, Fumio Kishida, said Wednesday that his government will ban new issuance and distribution of Russian government bonds in Japan in response to the actions Russia has been taking in Ukraine. He said Japan will also suspend visa issuance to the people linked to the two Ukrainian rebel regions and freeze their assets in Japan and will ban trade with the two areas. This is VOA News. The number of new coronavirus cases around the world fell 21% in the last week alone, making the third consecutive week that COVID-19 cases have dropped, according to the World Health Organization. In the UN Health Agency's weekly pandemic report, WHO said there were more than 12 million new coronavirus infections last week. The number of new COVID-19 deaths fell 8% to about 67,000 worldwide, the first time that weekly deaths have fallen since early January. The Western Pacific was the only region that saw an increase in COVID-19 cases, with a 29% jump, while the number of infections elsewhere dropped significantly. The number of new deaths also rose in the Western Pacific and Africa, while falling everywhere else. The highest number of new COVID-19 cases were seen in Russia, Germany, Brazil, the U.S., and South Korea. European Union member countries agree they should further facilitate tourist travel into the 27-nation bloc for people who are vaccinated against the coronavirus or have recovered from COVID-19. The European Council is recommending that EU nations next month lift all testing and quarantine requirements for people who receive vaccinations authorized in the EU or approved by the World Health Organization. The non-binding guidance approved on Tuesday would apply to individuals who receive the last dose of their primary vaccination series at least 14 days and no more than 270 days before arrival, or have received a booster dose. People who recover from COVID-19 within 180 days of travel also would be eligible. A U.S. official says the Pentagon is likely to approve 700 to 800 unarmed National Guard troops in response to requests for assistance by the District of Columbia and the U.S. Capitol Police ahead of planned truck convoys. The official spoke on condition of anonymity. An hours-long hostage standoff at the Apple store in Amsterdam ended with police in a car driving into the hostage taker as he ran from the store. Police say his hostage is safe, and also added that Tuesday night the suspect was checked for explosives after being run down and that medical staff were attending to him. Authorities later said that he was not carrying any explosives at all. There is more at VOAnews.com. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.